There are a couple of company towns in the state of Oregon that you may have heard of, and they're very interesting stories. One of them, Valsetts, Oregon, was located in the spot in the state that gets the most rain of any place in the state. It was a tiny little town owned by the local sawmill. When the sawmill decided it was done with the town, the place was bulldozed into a pile and lit on fire. And today, it's nothing. It's just a forest. I'm going to tell you the story about it in just a second, but first, let me quickly introduce myself. My name's Finn J.D. John. I write a weekly newspaper column that goes out in about a dozen newspapers around the state right now called Offbeat Oregon History. But right now you're listening to one of the archive columns, which was first published on March 7th, 2009. I'm going to read it to you now, and if you'd like some more information about the podcast or about the column it's part of, stay tuned. How much does it rain where you live? Western Oregon has a reputation for being very soggy. Most of the state's western population centers, Portland, Salem, Eugene, get 30 to 40 inches of water each year. Okay, so now imagine getting 120. There was a town in western Oregon that got an average of 10 feet of rainfall a year. 10 feet. This was actually more than any other town in the country. Anywhere. Except it wasn't really a town. And it no longer exists. It was called Valsetts, and it was essentially a mill camp. A couple hundred little houses built on timber company land by a sawmill at which almost everyone in town worked. It was in a little saddle in the middle of the Coast Range, about halfway between Monmouth and the Pacific Ocean. The story of Valsetts is the story of the timber industry in Oregon, or most of it anyway. The place was founded in 1919 by the local timber company that built the mill. At its peak in the 1940s and 50s, more than 1,500 people lived there. In the middle of the Coast Range, 15 muddy miles of gravel road from, quote, civilization in Falls City. It had its own school board, a company store, and a two-lane bowling alley that looked from the inside like a railroad tunnel. Crime was virtually non-existent because the town was so isolated. The town had no police force. It was all on private property, so some laws just plain didn't apply. Kids zipped around on motorcycles long before they turned 16, and if a passing Oregon State policeman came by and tried to write one a ticket, well, he couldn't. Valsetts also had its own herd of elk, a lake with more fish than the residents could ever possibly eat, and wild woods everywhere just outside of town. Valsetts was a sportsman's paradise, at least on those few precious hours when the sun was shining. It wasn't a timber company's paradise, though, not in the early 1980s. The timber industry was getting squeezed hard. The building boom of the 1970s had given way to stagflation and recession. Nobody was buying any wood. Advances in automation were coming along, making it possible to run a mill with a lot fewer workers. And good first-growth trees were getting really hard to find. So the Valsetts mill had been converted to a plywood operation. Well, it made no sense at all to run a plywood mill, where second-growth doghair logs are peeled to cores and glued together. It made no sense at all to run something like that smack in the middle of the best tree-growing climate on the West Coast. Federal forests were virtually shut down to further logging, either for legal reasons or because they'd already been cut over. Boise Cascade, Weyerhaeuser, and Willamette Industries knew that if they were going to survive, it would be on trees they grew on their own lands. And for Boise Cascade, which happened to own the property that Valsetts was built on, for Boise Cascade, Valsetts occupied many acres of the very best of those lands. So as other loggers and mill workers around the state were trying to find a new job, the people of Valsetts were put on notice that they'd need to find a new home, too. This was harsh. While other timber workers at least had the equity in their homes to fall back on, the Valsetts residents had 6 months to clear out with nothing. Quote, "Now I know how boat people feel," one of them said at the time. Many salvage companies tried to work out a deal with Boise Cascade, but the company wanted the town gone right away so the land it sat on could get to work producing logs for other Boise Cascade mills. In just a few months, the entire town was bulldozed, dragged into a giant pile of rubble, and put to the torch. Today, the only sign of the town you'll see is a stand of young trees by the side of a dirt road and the memorial websites former residents maintain to their vanished hometown. That's the end of today's column. If you're listening for the first time, here's a little more information about this podcast and about Offbeat Oregon History, the newspaper column it's part of. Offbeat Oregon History tells the stories of Oregon history that nobody knows about, the ones everyone has forgotten. Stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghaied sailors and Skid Row bordellos and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries. We've got all of those things. It's a weekly column, and I've been writing it since late 2008. So right now there are about 175 published episodes in the kitty. So every weekday morning I pull one of those episodes up and put it out on the daily RSS feeds. One in text and pictures for your newsreader, and one in audio only for your podcatcher or for iTunes. You can read any archive column and subscribe to either daily feed by going to the website at offbeatoregon.com. Both feeds are optimized for smartphone or iPhone use, but they work great on iPad, tablet, netbook, computer, whatever you got. All the columns are covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thanks for listening, and do drop me a line if you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of coffee. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.